Diary poem uses of Chinese ghosts. Recently, when Timor-Leste's José Ramos Horta wrote on Australian anger at his agreement with China, he described imagined Chinese ghosts in Australia, mainstream and right-wing media. However, the use of the metaphor is one I'd like consider as much for its cultural perceptions and power. When I once wrote about George and Claire adventuring in Beijing, I made quite sure that Jeffrey's favourite Chinese movie ever was the indelible 14th Daughter of the Sin Family, in which a traveller is too uneasy at the evening's spectres, stays at a gentleman's house for shelter, hearing a sad ghost story there, in which a young man was bereft forever of his young ghost wife because he could never behave with enough integrity to keep her. Asked what he did then, the host narrator says, just missed her by day and by hour, as that man is he, and he still grieves there. The conclusion is that there are things to fear, much worse than ghosts or foxes. Moreover, in the Beijing poem, I could a little explore China's legends long in supernature, and in so much of their silk, crisp literature. But what does it mean, a Chinese ghost to Canberra? Disingenuously, the wily Ramos Horta explained Australian intelligence was aware that there was meant to be no threat of war in East Timor's pact with China, not mentioning that Australia's phantom terror is at the ghostly aspect of the power, the peaceful mist that flows under its door.